We know that describing a smell is hard to do, but a good writer can get incredible mileage out of it. A good writer such as Thomas Mann. The fiction writer Adam Hazlett is an admirer of Mann, and he is also the author of a short story collection called You Are Not a Stranger Here. He particularly admires Death in Venice and the raw smells in its prose.
The passage I'm about to read comes about two-thirds through Thomas Mann's Death in Venice. At this point in the story, Aschenbach, the hero who is a aging, middle-aged writer, has come to Venice and has found this young man, Tadzio, who is a become a sort of inspiration for him, and he's been following him around. But as he follows him around in Venice, there's been an increasing sense that there's something wrong in the city, and he's not sure what that is. After luncheon, Aschenbach had himself ferried across to Venice in a dead calm under a burning sun. Driven by his mania, he was following the Polish young folk, whom he had seen with their companion, taking the way to the landing stage. He did not find his idol on the piazza, but as he sat there at tea and a little round table on the shady side, suddenly he noticed a peculiar odor, which it seemed to him now had been in the air for days without his being aware, a sweetish medicinal smell associated with wounds and disease and suspect cleanliness. He sniffed and pondered, and at length recognized it, finished his tea and left the square at the end facing the cathedral. In the narrow space, the stench grew stronger. At the street corners, placards were stuck in which the city authorities warned the population against the danger of certain infections of the gastric system prevalent during the heated season, advising them not to eat oysters or other shellfish and not to use the canal waters. The ordinance showed every sign of minimizing an existing situation. Little groups of people stood about silently in the squares and on the bridges. The traveler moved among them, watched and listened and thought. He spoke to a shopkeeper lounging at his door among dangling coral necklaces and trinkets of artificial amethyst, and asked him about the disagreeable odor. The man looked at him heavy-eyed and hastily pulled himself together. "Just a formal precaution, signor," he said, with a gesture. "The police regulation we have to put up with. The air is sultry, the Sirocco is not wholesome, as the Signore knows. Just a precautionary measure, you understand, probably unnecessary." Aschenbach thanked him and passed on. And on the boat that bore him back to the Lido, he smelt the germicide again. You know, obviously you have at your disposal the idea of comparisons and the oysters and the shellfish and the canal waters and the heated season. I mean, all that language, just as nouns themselves, they've got smells associated with them and a kind of fecundity. And there's something overly ripe about the whole situation. I mean, there's something overly ripe about his desire for the boy and then something overripe about the city. And that both evoked the smell and also somehow caught the way that it creeps into his consciousness and begins to suggest the sort of decay at the center both of the Venice, but then as it turns out of his own kind of trajectory as a character.
Adam Hazlett is the author of the short story collection You Are Not a Stranger Here. He was reading from Thomas Mann's Death in Venice. Jonathan Mitchell produced our segment.